Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. December 12, 1951, eve of the 1951 general election. On this day, December 12, 1951, the editorial of the Barbados Advocate previewed the December 13th general election, Barbados's first under universal adult suffrage. In the intense political campaign which had ensued in the foregoing weeks, political parties and independent political aspirants sought to woo the public through speeches, pamphlets, and press releases. Facing the electorate were 19 candidates representing the Electors Association. The Barbados Labour Party fielded 17 candidates, the Congress Party 2, and there were 2 independents. Due to the removal of restrictive voting qualifications, 95,939 persons were registered to vote. 7,042 persons opted not to register despite being urged to do so by the government. Political pundits forecast that between 60 and 70% of those registered were likely to vote. By comparison, in the 1948 elections, which were the last to be held under the restricted franchise, 29,120 persons voted. In the opinion of the editorialist, universal adult suffrage, the sway of populist politicians, voter apathy, and the importance of female voters were important variables which could impact election results. In their opinion, reasonable and educated people were still debating whether party government was a blessing or a curse to the island, but noted that it was in the interest of the electorate to go out and vote. Hence, the number of voters who abstained would be a gauge of how Barbadians regarded political parties and politicians. According to the editorial, some registered voters stated that they were not satisfied with any of the candidates offering themselves for election, and were therefore reluctant to vote for any of them. It was further asserted that this lack of enthusiasm spanned all social classes, as many opined that they were skeptical of the promises made by politicians. The seemingly widespread expression of voter indifference and apathy were deemed by the editorial writer to be unhealthy signs which ought to be deplored. The opinion piece concluded by stating that the election was being fought on party lines. On this day, December 12, 1951, the eve of the general election, the editorial of the Barbados Advocate critically examined several issues which were likely to affect the outcome of the historic 1951 election. With the extension of the franchise to all citizens, this was the first fully democratic election in Barbados's history.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.